First, a quick shout out to Yuan Turpin for the great music that you just heard right there. That was a clip from Tycho Knott's Love off of his Rhythm and Beats album. You can find the information for his music down below. Welcome to the debut episode of PlayStation University's brand new podcast, the Homeroom Podcast. And here for our first episode, we have me, your dean, David Jagno, a.k.a. Grand Supreme Master Overlord. Why don't you other two guys introduce yourself?
After right. You, sir.
All right, cool. Well, I am Charles Singletary, a.k.a. Profex, a.k.a. Professor X.
And I am Colton Timmons, a.k.a. Chocolate Dynamite, the sexy wonder.
All right, very nice. And I'm sure everyone can tell by your voice that you are an incredibly sexy man.
Yes, I am not fat or have acne or am sweaty or smelly in any way, I promise.
All right, that sounds great. So I guess first, let's give a little bit of background on each other. I'll go first. As I stated, my name's David Jagno. If you checked out my welcome video, I'm the new dean, and I have a pretty extensive gaming background. I grew up around my brothers playing video games. They had an NES, Super Nintendo. My first console that I owned for myself was a Sega Genesis. But then after that, I went on to the N64, eventually the PS1. And ever since then, I've pretty much fallen in love with Sony games and Sony products. So I played a lot of PS2 games. I love PS1. PS3 is probably my favorite console this generation. So, I mean, I have a lot of experience with Sony, and I really like the games they make. As far as writing goes, I am a senior editor over at thecoalition.com as well. And you can also find some of my writing on examiner.com, firmguide.com, and a few other sites. So why don't you introduce yourself, Charles, and give a little bit of background as well.
Okay. Well, I've been a gamer as far as I can remember, as far back as I can remember. Nintendo was my original console, but I've had Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, all that. The Sega Dreamcast is still my favorite console for some strange reason. I couldn't really give you a reason why at this point. This generation, I've owned a 360, but I only had it for the Mass Effect series. Once it went cross-platform, I gave it away. So that should tell you that the PlayStation 3 is my favorite this generation, because there's no way it would be the Wii. as far as writing goes, I write reviews for indie and mainstream movies at kinglj.com. I do some music stuff. I just started doing music stuff for the Epic Network, and I do video game journalism as well for various sites, and now for psuni.com.
All right, it's great. We're glad to have you.
And then, okay, well.
Oh, no, go ahead, Chocolate Dynamite.
I am Chocolate Thunder the Boy Wonder, not Chocolate Dynamite. anyway, I'm Chocolate Thunder the Boy Wonder. I've been, you know, playing games for, like, ever. My first console was the Game Boy, the original one. I had a clear one. Put some Ninja Turtles on it. Rock that shit. Other than that, you know, I've just been going through Nintendo a lot through my early youth, you know, 64, tearing up, you know, Zelda, stuff like that. I actually, in the more modern consoles, had stayed away from the PlayStation 3. It was super expensive, and I'm a cheapskate. I spent a lot of time playing the Wii U, Super Smash Brothers, you know, killing people like that. And then, you know, I got a 360 and stuck really religiously with it. Only recently have I gone to the PS3. I am super loving it, though. You know, games like Infamous and Uncharted really sold me on it. And, you know, this is my console of choice right now. As far as writing go, I've written for another website called The Gamer Studio. It's gone now because it failed and they sucked, but I was awesome. I am now, of course, writing for this, and I am on many, many forums arguing about a lot of different things. So that's about it for me.
All right, well,
oh,
it's also
you can
great.
Also check out my work in Victoria's Secret. I am model number 26. Those are just, you know, pictures, though. I mean,
shameless plug.
But my body speaks words, volumes.
I mean, if a picture says 1,000 words, then a picture of you says at least 4,000.
Yep, definitely.
That wasn't a fat joke. That was a sexy joke.
Oh, well, I mean, some parts of me are rather large, so I will take it however you want to say it.
All right, so now let's just talk about what we've been playing recently. For me personally, I've been playing Guild Wars 2. Been playing that off and on ever since it came out. I like that there's a subscription fee, so I don't feel like I'm obligated to play it all the time. On the Sony side of things, I've been playing Assassin's Creed Liberation on the Vita. I've been playing Ragnarok Odyssey on the Vita. Dragon Ball Z Budokai HD Collection. I just got that on PS3. It's pretty good, but it was disappointing as well because they didn't add online multiplayer, which baffles me. They also didn't include the second game, just 1 and 3, which doesn't really make any sense.
It does. It makes perfect sense because the second one was a piece of crap.
Yep.
Well, so was the first one, so they should have just released the third one for half the price.
You don't have to talk like a bunch of crap about the first one. I thought the first one was pretty okay.
Yeah, I actually
liked
the first one.
Because it first foray into like the DBZ fighting stuff.
Well, when it came out, but now, why would you play the first one if you have the third one with upgraded visuals?
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, those are the games I've been playing. I've been having a lot of fun on Assassin's Creed Liberation, playing as a strong, independent black woman that don't need no man. It's what I do. And so that's a good segue into Charles. What have you been playing?
All right, well, I recently got my PS3 back, so I've been playing a little catch-up. I beat Dead Island and Mirror's Edge. So,
those
yeah.
Very good games.
Yeah, very good games, but I had to get it done. I just finished Spec Ops The Line and Arkham City as well. I was really impressed with both of those games, especially Spec Ops The Line for like their storyline. Their writing was pretty brilliant, and the twist at the end was quite awesome. Currently playing Final Fantasy X-2. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, not 10-2, 13-2. It's a lot better than 13. No joke, it's so much better than 13.
It's not saying much.
True, very true, very true. I'm also playing Dragon Age 2 because I'm super late. Yeah, and I finished the first one, and I actually won a contest for DLC for 2, so I was like, well, I might as well buy it so I could actually play it. Battlefield 3, that's my online shooter of choice at the moment because I hate Call of Duty now. And I don't think enough people play Modern Warfare 2 for me to get back into Call of Duty. And I also play League of Legends at times.
Very nice. Spreading out your gamer seed to many different locations.
Indeed.
Chocolate Thunder, the Boy Wonder. I've been playing, I started playing Skyrim again. Kind of getting a little tired of hearing that I don't go to Cloud District very much, or that some chick's father is a very important person. Other than that, I've been playing. I did just finish playing Dragon Age 2, and I thought that was pretty interesting. I actually borrowed it from one of our friends and have just never returned it, so I thought I should play it. Other than PlayStation and the console and stuff, I've been playing a lot of StarCraft 2, getting really into that for the PC. However, when it comes to PlayStation, I did finish Infamous and Uncharted not too long ago. And right now I'm playing the only PlayStation game that I really own, which is Portal 2. It's pretty sweet. That chick's really hot. I totally make portals just to oogle myself. But that's pretty much all I'm doing right now.
Side note, I actually just finished Infamous 2 as well, and it was impressive.
It's freaking amazing, right? I love that.
Good or bad?
Good. Really good.
No, I mean like evil or good, Cole.
Oh, I played the good one.
I've only played evil, so I don't want to talk about the ending because I know they're very different. All right, so let's go ahead and move on into our discussion topics for the first episode. As people should know, if you're visiting this site, then you're obviously in tune with what's going on in the gaming world, that the Wii U just launched. It just came out. If you're one of the lucky few that got one, let us know what you think in the comments below. But if you're like the majority of people that either weren't able to get one or are not really interested, then also let us know in the comments below. So we're just going to give a few predictions and impressions based on what we've seen so far. I'm cautiously optimistic. That's the phrase that I will use. There are no games at all right now that really make me want to buy the console. The only one that really has my interest is Scribblenauts Unlimited, and that's also available on PC. Zombie U looks kind of interesting, but its reviews have been all over the place. It doesn't seem like it would really keep me playing for very long. New Super Mario Bros. Wii U, that looks like a Wii game. I'm not really interested in playing a game that I've played 1,000 times before. That's really about it. Out of the launch titles, that's all that really grabs my attention. And I think it has some potential. I'll be interested to see where it's at a year from now and what kind of titles are on the horizon. But as of right now, let's just say I'm happy to be part of PS Uni and not Nintendo College.
I think that, and this might be a bold prediction, but I don't think it's going to sell that well. I can't really give like a window on when I think it's going to tank as far as sales go, because I mean, they released it at the beginning of the holiday season, which was smart, of course. But the Wii U, I think Nintendo wore out their welcome in the gimmick department with the Wii's weak library last time. Like, it sold on its gimmick alone, but there really weren't like absolutely amazing titles that were outside of the first party titles, in my opinion. And I think the Wii U is going to have that same problem. Zombie U was one of the only things that I was excited for, and it looks like crap. And the new Super Mario Brothers, I agree, it looks like a Wii game. It looks like a fun Wii game, but, you know, getting the same stuff over and over gets old really quick.
Yeah, so this one article that I saw, it was a video also that was really interesting, is that one editor from Game Informer went out on the street and brought a camera, went around asking random people about the Wii U. And he asked questions like, so have you, do you own a Wii? Have you played it recently? Most people said they, you know, play it every now and then for sports games or dance games. And then he would ask them, so what about the Wii U? Are you interested in that? And most of them thought it was an add-on for the Wii, or they thought it was like some peripheral attachment or a new game or something. Most people didn't even realize it was a new console. And I've seen online where a lot of people in forums that aren't too educated are, you know, wondering about Wii U games if they will work on their Wiis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the name alone was a bad idea, because people like that they're going to see a Wii U game and they're going to think, oh, it's a Wii game. It must be just updated or something. Let me check this out.
Yeah, like everything around the Wii U kind of is confusing and misleading. You know, having a separate console and bringing so much attention to the actual gamepad makes it seem like it's an added-on thing to the Wii anyway. So I know that's going to be a marketing problem that they're going to have to kind of highlight and fix over time.
I definitely would disagree. I mean, I would definitely disagree with Jagno and definitely agree with ProFX. I would say that I would be the opposite of David, and I would be, like, heedlessly pessimistic. I think that they, what I've read is they've tried to bill it as, like, a next hardcore kind of console and stuff like that. However, I think the only people who really want to buy it are going to be the kids. My brother, he's, like, I think, like, 6 or 7 or 11. I don't really care. Anyway, he's young. And he's super excited about the Wii because, you know, I think that they have pandered to that kind of age group for so long that that's what a lot of parents are going to buy their kids and a lot of other things like that. So I do think that their sales are going to do very well for them in the beginning, especially in the holidays, but I do expect them to taper off. I think that they, you know, they had some really good IPs that will draw more hardcore people in, like Zelda and other things like that, Metroid. But I just really don't see how the performance that their Wii U is bringing and how it compares to, like, the current generation of systems from, like, PlayStation and, you know, the Xbox, how it's really going to compare when people go, like, what game system do I really want to sit down and focus on for my games? So, I mean, Zombie U looks really good, but the other games, they really do seem to be, like, I would agree with ProfX, they're focusing on the gimmick. The commercials I've seen is a whole thing, and it shows a kid, like, oh, well, you can play your game while your parents watch the news. I don't really think that's something that is going to engender people who are actually, like, adults or college students who could be like, fuck the news. I want to play my game, so I will.
Well, not only that, but you know what else lets you do that? A handheld game device, such as a Nintendo 3DS or DS that is about half as much.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm interested in seeing how much they weigh, because it just seems like this giant thing in my hands staring at it is going to weigh me down. I don't know. Maybe I'm just fat and lazy. But I like, you know, a nice sleek controller so I can look at, you know, the screen. I don't want to have this unwieldy block in my hand. So,
well, on that note, I think the reason why most won't have a problem with that is because of the popularity of the tablet culture now. So they'll probably kind of think of it in the same vein. Even if it's just a little bit heavier, they'll probably think of it as just using a tablet. So
yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, I think they're definitely trying to cash in on that whole tablet craze that's going on right now, which is interesting because, you know, you look at the Wii and they sort of predicted and created a craze in and of itself with the motion controlling, but now Nintendo's trying to backtrack and cash in on a craze that's currently happening. So it'll be interesting to see if it pays off or if the craze passes before the Wii U picks up steam.
Yeah, here's that's another a good
thing
point.
Here's another thing I was actually wondering. It just like came up. I'm sorry if I interrupted you.
No,
I wonder, like, since the handheld is supposed to be, you know, like an HD screen, right? And it's supposed to be a vivid, like, lit up thing, right?
Actually, I don't think it's HD.
Oh, it's not.
No,
see, I'm
I think that was
like,
one of the things
what the
that
battery
I took
like
away from
for maybe where those controllers are going to be. I'm like, are you going to have to constantly have it plugged in? Cause it seems like that is something that's going to take a lot of juice.
Right.
And I don't see that, like, a tablet and stuff, they cost more and, you know, they have, like, efficient battery technology. I just don't know if Microsoft left enough room in there for battery with all this other stuff, if it's really going to be an issue or not. I would hate to, you know, change batteries every 6 hours or...
You mean Nintendo?
Stuff like that. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm sorry, Nintendo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, these are all valid concerns that aren't really going to be answered for a while, so...
And you can use Wii controllers for the Wii U, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of games are marketed as using those controllers. Like, if you watched at E3, they were playing Just Dance 4 on the Wii U, technically, with Wii controllers.
It's just like, you know, oh, Wii Extra.
Yep.
It's not really, you know, revolutionary for Nintendo. It's just like, hey, look, we have a new controller and a slightly more powerful system.
Yeah. I think they really could have found a way to make it just an addition to the Wii. And... I think creating a new console, so to speak, is going to end up biting them in the ass. And I think they came out a little bit too soon. I know coming out first is a big deal, but I think it's too soon.
But who knows? You know, coming out first, it seems like gains your adoration, so maybe it'll be the new Dreamcast for you.
All right, Dreamcast was a beast in itself. Like, that was way, way, way too soon, way before its time. And the difference is Dreamcast was awesome with no promotion, with Wii U getting all the promotion and having shit for titles.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's definitely true. All right, so since we're in the next-gen topic, let's shift gears to speculation on the PS4. There's
the Orbis.
Yeah, Project Orbis. There's been a few details as far as dev kits go, because they started shipping those out to companies. As of right now, there's no one really knows what it's going to look like. It's just pretty much in a PC case. But that's kind of representative of what they're going for, it seems like. They're kind of trying to make it a very fluid experience like a PC, where you can have stuff downloading in the background, multiple different programs running. It's supposed to have a ton of RAM. But the only thing that seems a little fishy is whether or not it's really going to be that powerful. So it's going to be interesting to see how it turns out. No one really knows very many specifics right now, but the whole fluidity aspect, and they've said that they're going to try to keep the price lower. So it could be interesting. I don't really expect either Sony or Microsoft to have a huge jump forward as far as power and graphics go, but... I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see how stuff turns out, because I was talking to Colt. Chocolate Thunder, the boy wonder, about this earlier, and you brought up an interesting point about Microsoft and Sony's position. You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah. What we were talking about earlier is the current integrated, like, dual graphics and like graphics card and CPU that the PlayStation 4 is going to utilize. It is one of, like, in the current market, one of the most price efficient CPUs and graphics cards available. However, in terms of power, it lags behind a lot of other of its other competitors. This goes to show to me that they're not going to be focusing more on like what they did this last generation of having a very powerful, very expensive machine that's going to, you know, get a lot of people who just want, you know, the best looking stuff, and they're really going to try to switch it more to what Xbox did by having a cheaper machine, try to make it more of a family-oriented machine, and try to keep this price as low as possible. I think that while you think that, like we talked about this earlier, I think while you think that Xbox isn't going to have a huge jump, I think that they are biding their time more, and they are deals with like things like Intel and other people who produce a lot more powerful equipment is really going to help them push them over the edge. And it'll be interesting to see as, you know, these consoles switch their paradigms to like mirror each other how they work. So
Sony definitely has had the hardware cost being a handicap coming out of the door in just about every gaming or console war for the most part. And this idea might seem far-fetched, but one thing that happened with Sony back in June that I think will play a big role in the PS4 or Orbis is them purchasing Gaikai, the cloud gaming service. I think that will help them reduce hardware cost. And if they utilize it correctly, that could be one of the few things that makes me excited for the next consoles. Because honestly, I don't think the PS4 or Xbox 720 or whatever is necessarily or necessary. I don't think they're necessary at all right now, especially with the titles that have been coming out recently and the ones that
really
are going to come out in the future.
Do you think the current game systems have enough RAM?
For what they're doing right now, yes.
Really? I mean, because, I mean, like, almost every game I play, like, has had some kind of rendering lag issue and stuff like that. And there's a lot of times where games, even nowadays, like, it takes them a while for them to, like, you'll get a blank thing and it'll render more over time. And I think that from reading a lot of game developers talking about how the differences between, like, the PC and consoles, I think that at very least increasing the RAM is going to be a major deal on, you know, pushing graphics, which a lot of people like, while maintaining, like, a length in games.
I guess I think that simply because I haven't really witnessed it as much. When I played on my 360, I dealt with it a lot, but not so much
maybe that
PS3.
Is my problem.
Yeah.
Exception to this rule, of course, is Skyrim on the PS3, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Which, out of the gate, was almost broken. That game is... I don't know what Bethesda's problem is, because they can't figure out how to work a PS3. But I think that you make some good points about the RAM and stuff, because, you know, if you played a game that, you know, for example, let's think about GTA 5, which we're going to be talking about here in a second. That's probably going to be coming out on PC, of course. If you play that maxed out on PC with the top-of-the-line PC versus playing it on, let's say, the 360, it's going to be pretty drastic differences.
Very
like,
true.
If you play Skyrim maxed out on a PC, you know, for example, fully modded, and you play it on the PS3, it's almost like two different games. And so, I mean, I agree that I don't think that as far as advancements in gameplay and game design go, that a new generation's really needed. But I think performance-wise, there's a lot of room for improvement. And it's just unfortunate that you can't just upgrade the PS3 or the 360, because, you know, console gamers are used to just buying a new box. So, I mean, they kind of have to release a new console just for people to upgrade.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see where stuff goes, because also another interesting thing is going off of the article Europe Profex, the Naughty Dog stuff, is do you think they're going to carry Last of Us over into the next generation, or are they going to have it just be a one-off game? Because they've never released a single game before.
I need to see more gameplay. I have a feeling that Last of Us is going to be a one-off thing.
Yeah, I kind of get that feeling, too, because I know whenever it was first talked about in an interview, they said that they originally planned on rebooting Jack and Daxter just to kind of go out with the bang for this generation, but they decided to create a new IP instead. And I think kind of like what your article hints at is the name in and of itself.
Right. I think that's kind of a hint towards like the end of the PlayStation 3's life. Or even just with the games that Naughty Dog will be making for the PS3. And one good thing, I wish a lot more developers had the kind of grasp that Naughty Dog has to seems to have of the Sony hardware. I wish other developers could do that with their exclusive consoles as well. I've heard that Halo 4 is amazing.
It is. It is freaking awesome. Yes.
Right, and I just wish other Xbox exclusives would be able to utilize the power that the 360 has in that fashion.
Yeah,
and
if anything, just to, you know, make the gaming community have better games.
Yeah, because, like, think about it. If Bethesda had the capabilities that, or the knowledge that Naughty Dog seems to have, we wouldn't even be having the conversation about, you know, how much RAM is needed. Because I've never had those kind of problems in the Uncharted titles.
And yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, they're pretty, those are pretty big titles. Of course, Skyrim is a lot bigger, but I feel like they'd be able to handle it a lot better just knowing how to work through the system, the specs.
I think a huge problem with that is like the big gap between a computer, like computers and consoles. A lot of games like Skyrim, especially Bethesda, is very guilty of this. When they develop the games, they develop them on these, you know, development PCs and then stuff, and then they adapt it to the console from their development PCs for their development engines. And so you have a new way of developing games in which, in order to save, you know, memory and allow bigger games and allow, you know, more memory in the card to be allocated to graphics, they have it where there is this multiphasal system where, you know, there's this base level and then, you know, the graphics are rendered on top of that. And so I think that while I would definitely agree that, you know, people, they should emulate Naughty Dog and really try to focus on the hardware. I think that, like, for the 360, almost every exclusive they have is also for the PC, and so you have people who are trying to make something for the PC and also make it optimized for the 360, and it splits their, you know, attention, and it makes it really hard for them to focus. And so whenever you're trying to make something for a lot of machines, it's really hard to make it so it's perfectly working on every machine.
True.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's a very good point. For our last topic of discussion, I hinted at this earlier. Let's go ahead and just hype up GTA 5 a little bit. I mean, it sounds bad to say it like that, but based off of the trailers and the info that I've read and seen, this looks like it could be an even better, you know, end to the generation than Last of Us. Maybe. If Rockstar can do what they've done before, then GTA 5 very well could be, you know, the epitome of open world games. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think it has the potential to be, but I'm going to also end that statement by saying that I am personally not convinced yet. I know that they have a pedigree of success, and I loved San Andreas. It's one of my favorite games. Red Dead Redemption blew me away. LA Noir was meh. GTA 4 was good. So.
Well, all right. Okay. Last of Us and Grand Theft Auto 5 and Tomb Raider are all titles that look like they're going to be pretty good, you know, swan songs for this console generation. But I think we're kind of forgetting one that I think is going to be quite amazing. And it was the one that I saw at E3, Watch Dogs.
I don't think that's going to come out on this generation's consoles.
You don't think so?
No, I really don't, because I'm almost positive that demo that they showed was on a really, really high-end PC.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like that can come out on current generation consoles. I don't think so.
I would agree.
I would be blown away if I could play that on a PS3. I'd be excited, don't get me wrong, but...
Right.
I
thought that's what they were intending to do, which I didn't quite see how that was going to happen with all the things that they had in that trailer. But, yeah, if they haven't confirmed it for current gen, then, yeah, you're probably right.
I know. So, I mean, are you excited for GTA 5? Until I see gameplay, I'm going to continue to be very cautious with how excited I get, because I've been burned before not seeing gameplay, and I don't want to get the wrong expectations.
I have not pre-ordered a Grand Theft Auto game ever, I don't believe, but I am pre-ordering this one. I'm very excited for Grand Theft Auto 5.
Like, so can you kind of explain
why are you so excited?
Yeah, explain why you are, since you haven't seen gameplay yet. That's the biggest thing for me.
Well, just from the stuff that I've read, as far as like how big it's going to be, I think they said it'd be like a combination of three of the largest islands from previous Grand Theft Auto games. The narrative direction from the trailer seems pretty interesting. One thing that I haven't had in the Grand Theft Auto games is an attachment to the characters as much. Some people might think differently of that or have a different opinion on it, but nah, I didn't really get attached to the characters at all. And these, I think, seem pretty awesome, and I think they could go a pretty good direction with the whole kind of family dynamic that they seem to have in there. Plus, Rockstar hasn't really truly disappointed me before, and that's kind of part of it, I guess.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. I think the whole developer loyalty definitely plays into my excitement for games like Last of Us.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, Rockstar, obviously, they, you know, their games usually define a generation of not just consoles, but people. I mean, GTA 3 was, that when that game came out, it was revolutionary. So
right.
They have the potential, but until I see how they're changing the core gameplay mechanics, I'm still skeptical because, I mean, I've read stuff where they have stated things, but until I see it in action, I don't want to have the same almost broken gunplay mechanics that have been in the other games and crappy melee, driving cars that feel like you're driving a boat all the time. That kind of stuff, it gets old. And if it's like that, I'll wait and pick it up whenever it's on sale. Mm. But if they can make that stuff better, then I'll actually be interested in getting it on day one.
Okay.
Yeah, I would really have to agree with David. I've been burned way too many times by developers, like, saying what's going to be in their game. I mean, to go back with my experience with the Xbox, like, Peter Molyneux and his, like, Fable, or, like, every blade of grass you cut is going to change the world. If you hug somebody, they're going to become this changed person, and everything else like that. And then when I got the game, I got it where I could either get horns or a halo. So, I mean, what people write and what people claim about their game really isn't going to sway me too much. I thought from the trailers, the graphics kind of looked kind of iffy for this late in the game, but I thought that, you know, that's okay. You don't have to have, you know, game-breaking graphics at this point right here. But I've always been a fan of the series, but I have never really seen, like, too much of a difference and like from game to game, but maybe that's just me. So, I mean, I don't think anything's, you know, going to, you know, change the face of gaming or anything else like that. I think it will be a good game, and it will probably be interesting, but I'm going to have to go with Jagyo and say, until I see exactly, like, can see gameplay and see exactly how they're changing things and how the game's going to really shake out, then my excitement is good, and I think it'll be a great game, but I just, you know, I'm not going to overhype it for myself personally.
Well, I'll say this in response to Jagno. I do not think Grand Theft Auto V will be better than Last of Us or a bigger swan song, just because, in my personal opinion, originality trumps all.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, I would agree with that. I think for a lot of people, though, especially, I think more people are going to fall in love with GTA, not just because it's on multiple platforms, but because it has that mass appeal. Like, even if it was a PS3 exclusive, I think more people would say that that's, oh my god, greatest game this generation than people are going to say Last of Us is. Just because, you know, people like to drive around in cars and shoot and kill people. And I don't really know if a lot of people are going to be able to appreciate what Last of Us is going to try to do. I hope that people do. And, you know, seeing the success of games like Uncharted and even Heavy Rain was pretty successful. So I think that very strong narratives can still find success. So I'm hoping, because Last of Us looks pretty amazing. So
indeed.
But anyways, GTA 5, that's coming out in spring 2013. You can check out the article here. I'll provide a link to both of the trailers that have been released already if you haven't got a chance to see those. Make sure you let us know what your thoughts are on the game and your thoughts are on what we discussed here. If you want to extend the discussion in any way, just go ahead and comment below. And maybe even suggest topics for next week. We're going to try to do this every Monday. But do you guys have any final comments you want to make?
I love all of you a lot. And I'm not just saying that. I really, really do. So read my articles and you will get bigger in all the right places, and smaller in all the right places. Thank you. This is Chocolate Thunder, the Boy Wonder, signing off.
All right, thanks, Peter Molyneux, making promises you can't keep.
I just want to say it's a pleasure writing for PlayStation University. I think this is a pretty unique opportunity to bring a lot of things that aren't focused on in the mainstream to the mainstream, once our audience is that big, at least. And I love all of you as well. And I'm the real Chocolate Thunder. Just want y'all to know.
Liar! Heretic.
Don't listen to this guy, this prophet guy. He's not even black. He can't say he's Chocolate Thunder.
I am clearly black as the night. You can tell from my voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, very quite evident, yeah.
And I honestly don't love any of you, personally. I don't even like you, so.
You're the dangerous.
All right, so that's our first episode of Homeroom. I will now leave you with a little bit more from Taikonauts Love by Jan Turpin off of his Rhythm and Bits album. Once again, that information is found right down below. Thanks for listening.